We begin the current daf Masechtas Megillah daf Tezvav. Begin the fourth parak of Masechtas Megillah, parak Kodesh Mizbeach, which continues on the theme of this Masechta regarding laws of Megillah, and specifically as they relate to Tzirufei Isser, combinations of things that are forbidden regarding the minimum measurement of a liability. And where we begin with the halachas as they relate to Megillah, and then on to other related halachas. Says the Mishnah, Kodesh Mizbeach, those things that are sanctified for the altar, which are sacrificed in the Mizbeach, Mitztarf Mizem, they combine one with the other, Lemeila, for the laws of Meila. So for example, if let's say someone benefits from two different types of karbanas of the Mizbeach for the value of a pruta, so he has committed Meila. Additionally, they combine for the measurement of a kezayis, which is V'lechayev Aleim, Mishum Pigol, to be liable for the consumption of something that had a machshav of being eaten chutzlis manoi, V'noiser, or for his leftover designated time, V'tamei, or for his tamei, where if one is combining from two different karbanas, if it's a measurement of a kezayis from these two different things, they'll combine for the liability of these different areas. Halacha, or to be liable for, let's say, Malabachutz, for sacrificing out of the Azara, the different kachim Mizbeach will combine for that minimum measurement. So to kachim bedikabayis, things that are sanctified for the temple upkeep, which is the treasury of the Beis Hamikdash, mitztarfim zeh mizeh, they combine for the liability of the halach of Meila. However, regarding pigol nes and tummy, that wouldn't apply because that doesn't apply for kachim bedikabayis, which are only monetary sanctity and don't have physical sanctity to have pigol nes or tummy. Now, moreover, says the Mishnah, echad kachim mizbeach vechad kachim bedikabayis. Even one of kachim mizbeach and one of kachim bedikabayis, mitztarfim zeh mizeh l'meila, they combine with each other to have the liability of a shavah pruta for the laws of meila, but they don't combine for any other thing. Now, on this last halacha, the Gemara wonders as follows. Hashti yeshlema, so if now you're going to say, diktani, we learned in the end of the Mishnah that said, echad kachim mizbeach vechad kachim bedikabayis. Even a combination of something which is sanctified for the altar, which something is sanctified for the temple upkeep. The high kedushas aguf, high kedushas dam, they're totally different. One is a physical sanctity, one's a monetary sanctity. Still, we learned in the Mishnah, mitztarfim zeh mizeh, that they combine with the other. So, kachim mizbech, so what do we have to say to open the halacha of our Mishnah? Of course, when they're the same species, the same type of kachim mizbech, for sure they're going to combine for the laws of Meila. Says the Gemara, you're right, but Mishum Diktani Allah, it's because we had another halacha of the opening case of Kodesh Mizbeach. The Mishnah additionally said that they were to combine when they're both Kodesh Mizbeach, L'chayv Alein Mishum Pigol Noisa B'tameh, the Kodesh B'tikabayis Lo'ikahachi. That doesn't apply in at all in the category of Kodesh B'tikabayis. Mishum Hachi, Kapalikli, therefore the Mishnah differentiates and separates saying Kodesh Mizbeach by itself or Kodesh B'tikabayis by itself simply because of the next part of the But you're right, regarding Meila, we didn't have to say that, because if even they combine with Kachem Bedigabais, for sure Kachem Mizbeach with Kachem Mizbeach combine for the laws of Meila. Now the Gemara continues with the next halacha that will relate back to halacha of our Mishnah. Amar Miyala, he says, Machvarta, he says, it's clear, it's definitive, that Ein Chayav Mishum Meila, there is no liability for Meila, which is the topic of this Masechta for the laws of misappropriation. Ela Kachem Bedigabais, and there's commentary in the Rishayim, if we have the Girsa, the text of the next word, V'ayla, Bilvad, which Ayla, on one hand, you would say, is like what Rabbi Yehuda is about to say, that's like Kodesh B'tikabayis, it's totally Hashem's. On the other hand, you could say Ayla is not totally Hashem's because the skin goes to the Ganim. But either way, the concept he's saying is that primarily it's only on Kodesh B'tikabayis, Bilvad at all. My time, what's the reason? Because the Amakra, the Pesach says of a Yikra, Nefesh Kisimal Mal, a person that's going to misappropriate Mi Kodesh Hashem, which teaches us kachim amiyuchadim laHashem yesh b'meila. The laws of Meila apply to something that's totally designated for Hashem, which applies by Bedek Abayis, totally owned by Hashem, or possibly also an oil, which totally sacrificed in Mizbeach. Av kachim Mizbeach, but regarding regular karbanas, isbul kahanim isbul abalim. Not all of it goes to Hashem. Parts are sacrificed in Mizbeach, but parts go to the kahanim, parts go to the owners, and therefore that's not kachim Hashem, and therefore that wouldn't apply for the laws of Meila. So the Gemara wonders, it's not, but we learned in our mission that said, Kachim Mizbeach Mistarfim Zeh Mizel Mila, especially according to the Gersa, that it was only Kachim Bedigabayis who was saying this Mila. Our mission says clearly that Kachim Mizbeach have Mila. Says the Gemara, Midrabbanan, that was only rabbinically that there's Mila by Kachim Mizbeach, but not biblically. But the Gemara continues to ask, opening mission of our Masechta. Kachim Shashach Madarim, we're saying that Kachim, which is supposed to be slaughtered in the north, it was slaughtered in the south, Ma'ilamen, the laws of Meila apply to it. But one thing you see that, but Karbanis, Kachim is bad, the laws of Meila apply. So the Gemara again, no, Midrabban, that's only rabbinically. The Gemara continues that. Now we'll learn the Mishnah later on the Yud Ches Min Alf. It says, if someone has benefit, he gets pleasure, he misappropriates from a Karmachatas, so it depends. Kishi chai, when the animal, the karmachatas, is still alive, le'molach yifkim, then Meila is only going to be until he depreciates it, meaning like he rides on the animal and he weakens it as the Gemara actually later on the Fiyat Tesam explains, we're talking about a chatas that it's a balas mum, has a blemish, which it's not going to be sacrificed. It's earmarked for monetary sanctity. Therefore, the me'ilah is only going to be when you're causing a loss for hektish, which is when you depreciate its value when you ride on it. Whereas kishi mesa, if the animal's already dead, so then kimin shenanda, the moment someone has benefit from it, even though he didn't depreciate it, kol shehu, even just a minute amount, mal has already committed me'ilah because that's not for monetary sanctity. It's dead. Has no value actually whatsoever. And you can't even use it for monetary sanctity because you can't redeem it to feed it to the dogs. So therefore, that's not dependent on depreciating from the value of hektish. It's just automatic. When someone has benefit from something of hektish, he has committed me'ilah. But one thing we see is that we're talking about a kamachatzis, that is me'ilah, which is kachim mizbeach. Says the Gemara, yeah, no, midrabanan, it's only rabbinically, but biblically there is no me'ilah on kachim mizbeach. Says the Gemara, is that really so? Midrash, so really, can you say that biblically there's no me'ilah on kachim mizbeach? But Vatanya Lin, the Brice Rebbe, he says, the Pasuk Yikra says, Kol Chaylev Lashem, all the fats of the Karbanas, they belong to Hashem. It says, what is Kol? It says, Rebbe, L'rabbis Emur Kachem Kalam L'Mila. It comes to include even the sacrificial parts of the Kachem Kalam, which they actually started off the Kachem Kalam totally owned by the owner, but it comes to include when it says all the fats, even that of the lower level Karbanas, the sacrificial parts, they belong to Hashem, and therefore there's going to be Me'il on them. One thing you see is that the Pasuk is saying that there's Me'il on Kachem Mizbech. Says Gemara, no, midrabanan, it's rabbinically. But I ask the Gemara, but v'krakonasavla, what he's bringing a pasuk to say that's a biblical me'ilah. Says Gemara, no, smach t'balam, it's just an illusion. But really, biblically, there's no me'ilah on kachim mizbech. But the Gemara asks, but v'amar ulam Rabbi Yechanan, he says the following halacha: kachim shemesu, regarding karbanas that died, yatzim de me'ilah d'vater. So biblically, there's no more me'ilah anymore because the pasuk says kachi Hashem, which is designated for Hashem. Once the animal dies, it's not fit for kachi Hashem because it's not going to bring it as a carbon anymore. Says the Gemara, Sabamai, what exactly was the case that Ula was talking about? Elam of Kachar Bede Gabayis, if you think he's talking about things with the Kachar Bede Gabayis, because you're saying that that's only where there is biblical Me'ilah. But how could you say that? A Filikim Mesu Namid, and even when the animal dies, it shouldn't be removed from the biblical category of Me'ilah. Because Lo Yehei Ela Da Akdish Ashpala Bede Gabayis shouldn't be any less than when someone, let's say, sanctifies a garbage dump to say, oh, this is, I'm sanctifying it, designated that it should go to the temple upkeep. Wouldn't there the garbage dump have a monetary sanctity that now Hektish owns it? So lavis by me'ilah. So then, wouldn't there be me'ilah if someone would go ahead and have benefit from the garbage dump right now? Say Rosa, when someone sanctifies the animal for Bedek Abayis, even if it would die, it still has monetary sanctity because they're going to use it for the proceeds of the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore there should be me'ilah. Hella rather, says the Gemara, obviously, kachim mizbech. We're talking about the case of Ulo when that it was a carbon sanctified with mizbech. That's why Ula is saying, Nimir B'yechanan, that, oh, once it dies, so it's not going to have biblical me'ilah anymore. But the inference, because now it doesn't have that utility. But the inference is, it can't be used as a physical sanctity for the mizbech. But the inference is, but when it was alive, that it did have a biblical me'ilah. And that's difficult under B'yanai, where the rights of me'isba me'ilah, according to Rabbi Yane, what does it have a biblical me'ilah? But the inference is from this teaching of Rabbi Yechanan that there is me'ilah. So the rather says the Gemara, you're right. Nahachik amr de Rabbi Yane. What was said in the Shiva Rabbi Yane was, you're right, of course. Kachim mizbech, like we were assuming all along in this whole Masechta, has biblical me'ilah. It's just that what he was saying was, mehai kra, from this pasuk that he's bringing from Kachi Hashem, which is in the pasuk of Nefesh Kisim Omal. All you could say that from that pasuk is Kachi Bede Gabayis Shemina. Only you could infer from that pasuk that Loz Me'ilah will apply to Kachi Bede Gabayis, which there Miuchadim Lashem. Kachi Mizbech, Le Shemina. All he was saying was, but that from that pasuk you can't learn that the halacha of Kachi Mizbech because they're not Miuchadim Lashem. Some goes to the owner, some goes to the Khanim. But as Rashi points out, but we do know it's from a different pasuk, and that Kachi Mizbech has Me'ilah. From the pasuk of Yikach HaBeis, V'ish Ki'ichel Kaidish Bishkaga, which that talks about old Kachim, that yes, if someone's going to go out and have benefit, he's going to commit the violation of Me'ilah. But of course, the halacha does apply to Kachi Mizbech, as our Mishnah said, and it even combines with laws of Me'ilah. All he was saying was, from that pasuk that it was bringing, you wouldn't know Kachi Mizbech, you would only know Kachi Bedek HaBeis. As continuing to Mizbech, the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on this theme regarding that we were saying about Mitzdarfen, that there's a combination. Again, as we said, primarily Me'ilah, and then we're going to segue into different halachas that there's combinations of Isur. Says the Mishnah, Chamisha Dvarim Ba'ayla, Mitztarfim Zemeseh. There's five different units, elements in the Karban Ayla that combine one with the other. You have habasar, the flesh, the meat, v'chelev, the fats, v'asaylis, the flour, which is the michas nesachim that comes with the karban oil, v'yayin, the wine, which is the wine libations of Hashem, and the oil, which is mixed together with the flour, that they all combine one with the other for the measurement of a kezayis, to be liable if, let's say, someone sacrifices out of the azara, which is called malabachutz, or to be liable if, let's say, he's eating from it as pigul, noiser, tamei, and also for the laws of me'ila. Now, although we already said in the previous Mishnah that all kachim is becham and star from zemzeh, we needed our Mishnah to say this added chiddush, to say that even the meat combines with the flour and the wine, even though there are other species. It's not meat, it's wine and flour and oil. Still, we needed that to say, since it's all part of the karban oil, they're going to combine for all the halachas relating to the karban oil. Now, v'shisha b'taydah, and there are six units that combine for the karban taydah, which combine with the other for pigul, noiser, and tamei, which are habasa, the meat, v'chelev, the fats, v'asaylis, and the flour, which is also the same idea of what's called this milchas l'sachem that comes with the karban taydah. As the Gemara says in Masechet Menachos Dav Tzadi Mebeis, taydah also requires milchas l'sachem, which we learn now from oy zevach, and v'hayayin, and the wine, v'ashem, and the oil, and the added one, the sixth one, is v'halechem. Carbon taita, there's breads that come with it that are also part of the carbon taita, will also combine with these halachas of pigul, noiser, and tamei. Now, the Gemara points out that Masni le Rav Huna, when he taught L'Rav the halacha of Mishnah, he said one letter off that changed the understanding of the Mishnah. He said, Chamisha devarim ba'oilam, not ba'oilo with a hey, but with an endemem. He says, there's five things in the world that mitzdar from zem zeh that they always combine one with the other. So, Amalei said to him, Ba'ilim Kamrad, are you saying in the world? Which sounds like that every carbon in the world, these five things will combine with each other, and that's it, it will be only five. How can you say that? But the end of the Mishnah then says, regarding the carbon taita, that Vav Dvar Mishnah B'taita, there's six things that combine by the carbon taita. Habasa v'cheilev v'asaylis v'yayim v'ashem v'lach me'taita, that they combine with the other. Now, as Rashi points out, the reason why we don't say that blood combines is because actually there's no me'ila by blood, and therefore it doesn't apply by the laws of pigul and tamei either, as the Gemara says, achol nef kovid zayim beis. But one thing is that it's six. How could you say ba'oilam? So Amalei said to him, Tani, amended to say ba'oila. By the karban oila, there's five things, and nowhere else. But you're right, by other karbanas, like taida, that there will be six things combined. Now, says the Gemara, Tani lahad etan rabban. The halacha of our Mishnah supports that which we learned in the Braisa, that shows that we could combine, as we said in our Mishnah regarding Eila, combine other things together. As the Braisa says, Eilois ve'emurim, the carbon Eilois, and the sacrificial parts, mitzdar from the Kezayis, they combine for this minimum measurement of liability of the Sheva Kezayis, which is l'halois and machutz, to be liable if, let's say, someone sacrifices out of the Azara a half an olive size of the flesh, and the half an olive size of the sacrificial parts, he's going to be liable for haktara b'chutz, for sacrificing out of the azara. Because haktara, to be considered liable for spurning and sacrificing out of the azara, has to be the measurement of the kezayis. As the pasuk says, v'im he'ochel ye'ochel, if eaten it will be eaten. The Gemara in Tzavachim, the Chavchaz Mbeis says, what's this ha'ochel ye'ochel? It's talking about two different types of eating. One is the eating of the person, which is the meat, and one is the eating of the mizbeach. Just like eating of a person is the shir of a kezayis, so to the mizbeach, for the haktara to be chayav b'chutz, has to be the share of a kezayis. So the oila, the meat, and the imurim will combine for shir kezayis to be liable for b'chutz. Ulechayav alei mishum pigul menoiser b'tamei, to be liable for eating it from it if it's pigul, noiser, and tamei, which is like the halacha we learned in the Mishnah. But one thing the Braisa asks is ketani ba'oila im. The Braisa says that this halacha of combining for liability is going to be by the karban oila, which the inference is b'shlam loy, but not by the karban shlam. That is the Gemara, Bishlam Elalaysa Machuz. We understand regarding the liability out of the Azara, regarding combining the flesh with the sacrificial parts. We understand why Oila, that, yeah, by the totally burned carbon, the Kalahi, where it's totally burned. So I understand there, it's specifically that's going to be Mitztarf, and you can combine the meat with the fat to be liable for burning it outside of the Azara, because they're all the same thing. They're both things that are burnt, and now you're burning a measurement of a Gezayis. But shlam, I can understand by the karban shlam, which is not totally burnt, there the meat is actually eaten by the owners, that loy mitztarf. I can understand that it's not going to combine the meat with the sacrificial parts. So that's why the braisa specifically picked oila, not shlam. So, but that's regarding liability b'chutz. Ela l'chayv alei mishum pigul neisa b'tamei, but regarding the other halacha of the braisa, regarding being liable for eating from the carbon, that it was pigul, or it was left over its time, or it was tamei, shlam amai l'machayv. Why is it picked specifically oila for that? Why doesn't it mention that shlam would also be liable? Because Vatnan, we learned in the coming mission, that says, kola pigul mitztarf mizem zeh. Anything that's pigul combines with other things that are pigul too. or anything that's left over, it's designated time, combines one with the other. So shlamim should be combining with whatever element it is that has the halachas of pickle to it. So why does it only say it by Eila? So Eila rather says the Gemara, don't say that the halacha of the Brayso was saying that it's going to combine for the kezais b'chutz and to be liable for pickle noisav b'tameh. We're and saying that's only by Eila, because that's not true. For shlamim, you're right. It would also combine the bus of a murim regarding the laws of pigul noisav tamei. Rather, Ema say as follows: Eila ve'murau mitzarfim zemezeh lekezayis. The Eila, the meat and the sacrificial parts, they combine one with the other for the shever kezayis. For what? Lizarek alein es hadam, to be allowed to spread the blood for it. Means to say, one could only be zarek the dam if he has something that will then have a measurement that it's permitting. If there's no meat and there's no emurim, so you're not allowed to throw the blood. And if you're not throwing the blood, then it's not going to establish anything as pigul nisa tami. It only gets established after the zrikas adam. So what the Brayso is saying is that by the Eila, the meat and the sacrificial parts are both connected to allow the blood to be thrown. Oh, and bekeven them, it's tarfen, lezargazam, and that's what the Brayso was saying. And once they're combined to be able to throw the blood in it, so already you have karva matak mitzvasai, then chayabahu, then you'd be liable for the halachas of pigul nisa tami. Because as the Gemara points out, Amang Katanla, who's the Tana of the Braisa? It's Rabbi Shuhi, the Tana within the Braisa, that there is a difference, according to him, between the Eila and the Shlamim for the ability to throw the blood, and hence, once you're going to throw the blood, to have the Chiv of Pigul Nais of Atame. The Tana within the Braisa, Rabbi Shuhi, he says, Kalas Vachim Shabbatar, all Kabanas in the Torah, Shenishtai Mehen Kizayis Basur, Bekizayis Chaylev, if there's at least an olive size of meat, or an olive size of Chaylev of the sacrificial fats. So then Zarek is done. Then you could spray the blood, because it's only there to permit something. It has to permit either the consumption of the Mizbeach, which is the Chelev, or consumption of the human, which is the meat. But let's say this Kechatzi Zayis Basav, Kechatzi Zayis Chelev, even if you have a total combination of a Kezayis, but it's a half a Zayis of meat and a half a Zayis of Chelev, that ain't a Zarek is done. And that's why we didn't mention the Shlam in the previous Brisa, because of course you chayv a Pigul Nais of Atame, but it's to become Pigul Nais of Atame, which is through the spraying of the blood. You can't do that if you only have a Chatzis Zayis Basav and Kechatzi Zayis Chelev, because you don't have a measurement of Achila of one distinct element of the Mizbeach or of a person. But a Be'ayla, but Be'karban Ayla, I feel like kechatzis zayis basar, kechatzis zayis chaylev. And even if you have half a size olive of size of the meat and a chatzis zayis of the chaylev, zarek has a dam, and then you can spray the blood. Why? Nesha kulakal, because it's totally burnt. The reason for Yeshua by other karbanis is because it says v'machal ya'achal, like we said before. The pasuk talks about two different consumptions. So therefore, he holds you can't spray the blood until you have at least a gezayis of something, either the meat, which is the person eating, or gezayis of chaylev, which is the mizbeach eating. But a half a zayis of basa, which is eating of a person, a half a zayis of chaylev, which is the eating of not of a person, that you can't spray the blood because they don't combine. But by the oilo, where there is no eating of the person. So even a chatzis zayis basik, chatzis zayis of chaylev is going to combine because it's all, both of them are the eating of the mizbeach. Now continues the price of b'mincha regarding the flour offering a filakula kayemes. Then even if it's totally intact but there's nothing left of the meat of the carbon, then lo yizrik you're not allowed to spray the blood. Which Gemara wonders, mincha mayavidite. What exactly does a flour offering have to do? How does spraying of blood have to do with a flour offering? There's no spraying of the blood by a flour offering. So my papa explains that it means minchas nesachim. Just to be saying that the mincha, even though it's totally intact, means to say the flour offering that comes with what's called minchas nesachim, as the pasuk says in minchas mesaylis, with the carbon oilah comes a flour offering. So you would have thought to say that since it comes with the carbon, so it's like the carbon itself, so even if you don't have left over anything for the meat, you would still be allowed to throw the blood because there is something that's going to be permitted, which is the mincha, after the throwing of the blood. That's what the Braisa is teaching, that since it's not anything left from the animal itself, not the chaylev and not the basr, so therefore you can't throw the blood, and therefore then even if the mincha of the nesachim is totally intact, that's not going to allow the throwing of the blood again to then create the liabilities that we're saying regarding pigul nisa b'tamim. But again, that answers the question why we pick specifically oila, not shlamim, because although b'shlamim you're right, pigul marmit starf and zemezaz, we're going to say in this next Mishnah, however, but it's to create pigul, and that's only for the zrikas adam. And Zrikas Adam could only go and be done if there's at least a kezayis of one or the other, which by Shlam is not going to combine, but by Eila it will combine. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on this theme regarding combining different Isurim, one with the other. So says the Mishnah as follows, HaTruma, which is what's known as Truma Gedela, which is 1 out of every 50, 2 out of every 100, Betrumas Meiser, which is the tenth of the tenth, when they give a Levi the tenth of the produce, he has to give a tenth of that to the Kohen. V'trumas Maisel shel Demai, which is when someone buys produce from the Amor, or it's not sure if he took off the Trumas of Maisers, so the one who buys from him has to take off 1 out of 100, because the Maiser could keep for himself, but the Trumas Maiser, which is the tenth from the tenth, which is 1 out of 100, that he has to give to the Kohen, because that's how lachas of Truma that a regular person can't eat. Maiser, which from a Levi he could eat, so he could hold on to himself. Just has to separate it to take off the Trumas Maiser and that. And Vahachala, which is a little portion of dough taken off when someone's making challah, Vabikurim, or the first fruits that are from the seven fruits that Eretz Yisrael is praised with, is taken up to Yerushalayim. Mitzarfim Zemzel Lesser. So they combine one with the other, that if, let's say, from this, anyone in this combination, they fall into a dough of chulin, and there's enough of these ingredients which are mixed together to ferment it, to give it, to create the dough, so that dough is going to be forbidden as truma. Additionally, they'll combine from all these things, if it's the worth of a pruta, if someone goes ahead and utilizes it by mistake, to additionally be liable, as when one consumes a truma, which besides the principle is liable for a fifth, all these things will combine for that liability. So too, as we mentioned the halacha just before, kala pigul mitzarf zemezem, all things that are pigul, where someone had been makab that carbon, where machshav chutz is manui, now that carbon is pigul, and if he has one pigul, another pigul, and he eats from all of them the shear, they'll combine that measurement. And v'chala nesar mitzarf zemezem, also anything that's left over its time in actuality, in real time, then someone eats from them the shear of a kezayis, they're going to combine for the liability. Now, says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason of the opening halacha of our Mishnah that we're saying that challah, bikurim, with truma, they all combine together to make the isser of, let's say, being chayav chaimish, or of creating something of the isser of that it has the element of truma, of being something forbidden for non-kahanim? Says the Gemara, because kula ikra truma, they all have the same name. Although they're different things, they're all called truma, as the Gemara points out. Gabi chalak sibit, says the pasuk, but reishis arisa seichem chala terimu truma. The first of your dough, chala, you should give as an elevation to the kohen. You see that the chala is called truma. Additionally, gabi bikurim namikir truma. The first fruits that are taken up to the kohen are also called truma. The Tanakh learned the brayse. The pasuk says in the verm, truma siedach, it's talking about all the different gifts that have to be brought up and cannot be eaten in your gates, has to be brought up to your shalayim. It says, truma siedach, an elevation of your hand, which the brayse says, elu bikurim, that refers to bikurim. So you see, that's also called truma. But points out the Gemara, Inach, but the other ones, they don't need a pasuk to include to say that mitzvah from Zemzir, because that we know they're called truma. Meaning truma, truma's maisa, truma's maisa shaldamai, those are called truma, so we know they're going to combine with all called truma. But what the Gemara is pointing out from the halacha of the Mishnah is that even chala, bikurim, even those things are going to combine for all this isser of truma, because they're also called in the Torah truma, and therefore they're going to combine for these halachas together regarding the prohibition of truma.